group of people. We've been reading about them for, you know, 5 to 10 years now, about how they plan to integrate the economies of North America and to do so in a way that bypasses the legislatures.
Yep.
That's been in all the materials that we've read, and here it is in front of us. They're integrating the workforce of North America and the populations of North America, and they did just bypass the legislatures. The same cabal has such influence over the mainstream media and the Associated Press. I'll give you an example, and I haven't told anybody this on the air before, but right after Obama did this, I get a call from Associated Press writer out of Washington, D.C., and she's like, so what's your initial reactions? I said, this is, you know, Obama has just exceeded his constitutional authority and acted in a dictatorial manner, which we believe, removes all legitimacy for his presidency. And that we're going to be calling on the public and Congress to remove this man from office as soon as possible. And I didn't say just impeachment. You know, I said remove him from office, because some people are also leaning towards the words treason and talking about the military coming in or somebody just coming in and taking this guy into some tough form of arrest for doing this. I mean, what do you do here? I mean, what does a nation do when this happens? We may have to try to gather in the streets and demand that Obama step down. But, you know, when you talk about doing that, you're going to gather in the streets of Washington, D.C., which where Obama has an 88% support rate from the blacks and Hispanics who live there.
Well,